Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken visited Haiti recently to meet with leaders to advance the goal of a secure and democratic Haiti. Earlier this year, the security situation in Haiti, fragile for years, collapsed when violent gangs took over large parts of the capital and threatened further expansion. Over 2,500 people were killed and tens of thousands displaced. Government buildings, including police stations, were attacked. Prisons were stormed. The main airport closed. The prime minister eventually resigned. Secretary Blinken noted, since March, there have been positive political developments in Haiti.
The Haitians have stood up a transitional presidential council. There's a government with an interim prime minister, a cabinet, and we see these institutions moving forward to do the work of delivering for the Haitian people. The United States appreciates Haiti's leaders putting aside their differences, working together to put the country on the path to free and fair elections. And we look forward to the TPC swiftly naming a provisional electoral council to organize those elections. That is the critical next step.
As the political process has advanced, so have efforts to provide a strong security foundation, said Secretary Blinken.
The multinational security support mission, authorized by the United Nations last year, has moved forward. Over the past several months, more than 380 Kenyan personnel have arrived in support of the Haitian National Police as part of this mission, with more to come. In recent weeks, the MSS, with the Haitian National Police, has increased joint operations, taking the fight to the gangs and delivering a powerful message. The Haitian people, not Haitian gangs, will write the country's future.
The United States remains the largest financial donor to Haiti, including to the MSS. Secretary Blinken praised other countries who have stepped up to help Haiti, indispensably Kenya, also Canada, Jamaica, and El Salvador. But at this critical moment, he said, we do need more personnel to sustain and carry out the objectives of this mission. At the UN General Assembly meeting, the United States will convene a ministerial meeting to encourage greater contributions to help sustain progress. We've seen a good start to moving Haiti forward, but much remains to be done, said Secretary Blinken. We're determined to help the Haitian people write the future that they deserve.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.